The 5-minute hour. What a great snooze I just had. Yawn, yawn, stretch. I climbed up in the office bed, curled up like a shrimp. I've never eaten shrimp, while my human pounded the keys. There was that raucous music she loves, maybe something on the screen about the band as well. She's unaware I read what she was writing. Another human in the chat confided missing that third bandmate, the drummer guy who writes the poetry. She is still sometimes brokenhearted, too. She sent her friend a jagged missive full of unspent pathos. I swear I caught her plea for company. Until he phones, let me try. They don't call me her pet therapist for nothing. Besides, I need cuddles after waking. I know, I know. Oh, 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 I will speak sweetly to her. Mid-range meowing. Come on, you know I'm cute, and there's nothing you'd like better than running your small hand down my tuxedo fur. Oh, yeah, a stroke on the side of the face, luscious. Pats between my pointy little ears, fab. The pitch of her answer reminds me of the singer on the screen, or rather, what he sounded like when he was far younger. Grinning, laughing at her little one. Narrow shoulders, not so taut with untended anguish. Ah, another job well done. I exit with contented purr. Oh, please, no fee at all, except perhaps a treat or two and more attention. That will do. But for now, I think I'll crash again. Love, M. Written and read by Sandra Streeter, Groton, Connecticut. Sandra Streeter 381@gmail.com.